This is a branding article about Carl Jung, the shadow self, and the version of your brand you refuse to look at. Yes, we are going there. Carl Jung believed that every person carries a shadow self, the parts of their personality they repress, deny, or refuse to examine. These are not necessarily evil parts, just unacknowledged ones, the parts that do not fit the story they tell about who they are. Jung's warning was simple. What you refuse to face will find its own way to the surface, usually at the worst possible moment, usually in public. Brands have shadows too. Most of them have no idea. A brand shadow is the gap between what a brand claims to be and what it actually does. The values stated publicly that are contradicted privately, and the identity performed outwardly that is undermined internally. In Jungian terms, it is the unacknowledged self. In brand terms, it is a crisis waiting for the right moment to introduce itself. It is the values on the website that nobody inside the building believes in. It is the people-first culture that the Glassdoor reviews tell a different story about. It is the sustainability commitment that evaporates the moment it becomes expensive. It is the bold, disruptive identity that quietly compromises every time a safe decision is easier than a brave one. Every brand has one, and the ones that have not reckoned with theirs are not safe. They are just waiting. What the shadow looks like when it arrives. BrewDog built its entire brand on being the scrappy, anti-corporate craft beer rebel. That was not just marketing, it was the brand's entire reason for existing, the underdog fighting the big guys, the maverick that did things differently. It was a compelling identity, and it worked. Then a BBC documentary called Disclosure, The Truth About BrewDog, exposed a toxic internal culture of bullying and exploitation that was the precise mirror image of everything the brand claimed to stand for. The rebel brand was, internally, the thing it publicly claimed to fight against. They dropped their real living wages. They lost their B Corp certification. Both founders eventually stepped down. The company is now staring down £148 million in cumulative losses between 2020 and 2024 and may not survive. The shadow did not come from outside. It was running the building the entire time. Then there is Shein, which markets sustainability commitments while adding roughly 6,000 new items to its website every single day. Between 2022 and 2023, their emissions increased 81%, while revenue grew 43%. In September 2024, the Italian Competition Authority launched an investigation into their potentially misleading environmental sustainability claims. Greenpeace accused them of taking greenwashing to a new low. The shadow at Shein is not a secret, it is the business model. Volkswagen spent years and enormous marketing budgets positioning itself as a clean, responsible, progressive car company. Their clean diesel campaign was everywhere. What consumers did not know was that their cars were equipped with defeat device software sophisticated enough to detect when they were being tested, monitoring speed, engine operation, air pressure, and even the position of the steering wheel, so the car could perform clean during emissions tests and do something entirely different on the road. Those cars were emitting up to 40 times the legal limit of nitrogen oxide in real-world conditions. The brand customers thought they were buying and the brand they had actually bought were two completely different things. That is not a PR crisis. That is a shadow self baked into the engineering. VW knew exactly what was inside their cars. They built the deception deliberately. The $14.7 billion settlement that followed was just the shadow's invoice finally arriving. Jung did not invent this problem. He just named it. The shadow is not a modern phenomenon. It is the oldest story in branding. told long before branding existed as a discipline. Every institution that has ever collapsed under the weight of its own contradictions was living out its shadow. The church that preached humility and built palaces, the bank that promised security and bet everything on risk, the wellness brand that sells clean living while its supply chain is anything but. The pattern is identical every time. The official story and the actual story diverge quietly over time, and eventually the gap becomes too wide to maintain. What makes this a brand strategy problem, and not just an ethics problem, is that customers can feel the gap before they can name it. They do not need a whistleblower or a viral video to sense that something is off. They feel it in the texture of the interactions, in the customer service that does not match the brand promise, the product quality that does not live up to the campaign, the social media voice that is warm and playful while the company is quietly laying off its most vulnerable employees. The feeling registers before the proof arrives. Trust erodes from the inside out. What shadow work actually means for a brand. Jung's prescription for the individual shadow was not suppression. It was integration. You do not defeat the shadow by pretending it does not exist. You defeat it by examining it, naming it, and folding it into a more complete and honest version of who you are. The same applies to brands. Shadow work for a brand looks like this. Ask not just what you stand for, but what you are most afraid of becoming. Audit not just the brand guidelines, but the actual behaviors of the company against those guidelines. Be honest about the compromises you have made and whether they were strategic trade-offs or quiet capitulations. Identify the version of your brand that would exist if every good intention disappeared and only the structural incentives remained. Then ask whether that version is already running the show without anyone admitting it. This is uncomfortable work. It is also the most protective thing a brand can do. A brand that knows its shadow cannot be ambushed by it. The crisis that destroys brands is almost never something that came from outside. It is almost always something that was already inside, unexamined, waiting. One of the most practical tools for isolating a brand's shadow is a genuinely honest SWOT analysis, and the emphasis is on genuinely honest. Most brands do SWOT analyses that are really just confidence exercises. The strengths column is long and enthusiastic. The weaknesses column is polite and vague. The threats column covers market forces but never looks inward. That is not shadow work. That is a highlight reel with footnotes. The real shadow lives in the weaknesses and threats columns when those sections are written by people who are actually allowed to tell the truth. What are the things your team whispers about but never says in a meeting? What are the promises your brand makes that your operations quietly cannot keep? What would your most honest critic say about the gap between your positioning and your reality? The answers to those questions are not liabilities to be hidden. They are the map to where your shadow is operating and the starting point for doing something about it. The shadow is not the enemy. Here is what Jung actually understood that most people miss. The shadow is not inherently destructive. It contains energy. It contains the parts of the brand that got repressed, not because they were wrong, but because they were inconvenient, too specific, too polarizing, too honest. Sometimes the shadow is where the most interesting version of the brand lives, the version that got sanded down in a rebranding process, the voice that got softened in a bid for wider appeal, the point of view that got diluted because someone in a meeting said, "We don't want to alienate anyone." Integrating the shadow does not mean letting the worst version of the brand run free. It means being honest enough to know what is actually there, deciding intentionally what belongs in the light and what needs to be actively worked against, and building a brand that is coherent all the way down, rather than polished on the surface and chaotic underneath. The brands that last are the ones whose public face and private reality are the same thing. Not perfect, not without tension, just honest. Because honesty is the only thing that cannot be faked indefinitely. Everything else the shadow will eventually expose. If you want to know what your brand's shadow looks like before it introduces itself to your customers, that is exactly the kind of work I do. Let's talk. From yours truly, Josh Pears, thanks for listening. Find more about me at joshpears.com.